1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, C.B. McGrath. Good morning, Coach McGrath.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for joining us. Certainly a tough start for you guys against what was a very difficult non-conference schedule. Just talk about the first couple of months before we talk about conference play. And what's been the biggest challenge for you and your guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tony said it when he was talking about, you play some tough non-conference opponents, and if you don't get any wins, you might lose some confidence. And, I thought we did really well in the preseason. I thought we were ready, and, the schedule, it just didn't turn out. It turned out a little more difficult than we had imagined. Just with some travel stuff and just on the teams we had played, they were playing pretty good basketball, and we didn't get the stops we needed to. We didn't win the, we were within one or two possessions going into the final TV timeout on a few games and just didn't get the wins. And so obviously, with conference play starting up, sort of a new season for us. And we lost the very first game against Delaware, which was another, basically one possession game that we didn't get over the hump. Then, we got Drexel and then lost our last couple on the road. But, there's been a lot of challenges. Obviously, just a young team, not much experience. Devontae is about the only returning starter. We lost the other four. And Jordan Talley, who's been, a key player for them over the years, is, the guy that's been trying to lead us. He's done a great job, but just don't have much experience, playing experience, college basketball, heavy minutes, starting roles. Everybody's just adjusting to a new role and a new system. And so they're still working hard, and that's about all you can expect.
How do you feel like your players have adjusted to your style? I mean, is the atmosphere still good? And how close are you to playing the kind of style and doing some of the things that you'd like to do?
Well, we lost some of our depth that we had in the fall. I was worried about our depth just going into the season because the timing of when I got the job, and I didn't want to fill all the scholarships with people I didn't know. And then Matt Elmore, we pretty much lost for the season due to a knee injury, which I thought he could have started for us. And then Jaquel Richmond, who I thought was going to start for us, had a calf injury early in the season, got healthy, and then played six games, and then was just dismissed from the team. I lost two guys that I thought were going to start even from a relatively thin roster in terms of depth. And, we just haven't been able to play as fast as I want or defend as well as I want, and that could be a lot of issues. Everybody learning something for the first time. People not feeling comfortable yet, people getting tired. I mean, there could be a lot of reasons, but I will say every day of practice, they've had good energy. They don't seem down. The only time they seem down is after the games when we take losses. But the next day they're fine and they're back at it and trying to do what we need to do to get the wins.
We're here with UNCW head coach C.B. McGrath. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. As you touched on, Devontae Kaycock was the lone returning starter, and he certainly is having a tremendous year, 12 double-doubles, leading the nation in rebounding. But as the lone returning guy and with the loss of some of the scores from a year ago, his role and the attention on him has certainly changed. How do you feel like his game has grown and how he's adjusted to being sort of the main focus of opposing defenses?
Yeah, I think it has been an adjustment for him, because he, for his previous 2 years in college, he wasn't the focal point of UNCW's offense or the opponent's defense. And, he shot a great field goal percentage last year, a lot of dunks. The court was open because he had four shooters around him. It's a little different. He never had the mentality that he was the man. And, so now he has to get that mentality and realize it and has to do a lot more. Now, he does have the capabilities. He has the skill set. He has the touch to do a lot of things out there on the basketball court. He just has never had to do it in the past. And so to come into the season knowing that he has to do that, he's done a nice job. Obviously, we want to get him more touches, but the defenses don't want him to get touches, and with scouting and the CAA, they know what you're going to run, as soon as you call it. We got to adjust some things, and he has to work harder, and he knows it, to try and get the ball more often. And, You know, he's an unbelievable rebounder. I think he's still leading the nation in rebounding, and he just has a gift. He has a knack. It's just something that he's terrific at, and so sometimes foul trouble, he gets in foul trouble because of his aggressiveness to rebound, and it's something that we've been working with him about because we need him on the court as much as possible.
Yeah, me a question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Christine.
Our next question comes from Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Alex.
Good. Kind of piggybacking off that last question, it seems like the last couple games I've watched with you guys hasn't been as much pick and roll with Devontae being the person getting the pass. Maybe he's distributing a little bit more, it seems like, at times. Is that just team scheming? You guys trying something new with him? Doesn't seem like he's maybe getting as much dunks as before, but he's finding ways to be successful. Is that just altering the game plan to get him involved in a new way, or that's just defenses, what they're giving you now?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really altered what we want Devontae to do. We want to get him as many touches as we can. Obviously, the defensive schemes have changed, and they've become more focused on Devontae and stopping Devontae and making him catch it where he usually doesn't. You know, and so I think it's more of that than us having a concerted effort to do different things and try and get him the ball different places. We want him to get the ball wherever he can get the ball now. And sometimes, you know, we haven't been as effective in transition lately, and that's a lot of times where he gets the ball right in the basket. You know, transition defense is always hard to play, and a lot of times he can get the dunks or get right to the basket in transition, and it just hasn't happened in the last few games.
And with that in mind, it seems like he's taken some of the more of those shots from outside, a couple jumpers, some hooks, a little farther away from the basket. Are you pleased to see him stepping away from the basket a little bit more and not be so close? Because we talked at the beginning of the season about him diversifying his game in terms of shooting away from the basket. Do you like what you've seen with that so far?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I love that he's actually made a few. You know, that just gives him more and more confidence that he can do it, because we see it all the time in practice, and I just want to use it in games, and he's starting to, and it's gone in a few times, so that's terrific. You know, but obviously we don't want to go away from what he's best at, but we do want him to score other places on the court just to make him even that more difficult to prepare for and to guard.
Thank you, sir.
All right, CB, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Look forward to talking to you all season long.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too.